Hi, it's Jacob Hudson, number 92 for your Moncton Wildcats, and you're listening to Wildcast Podcast.
Welcome to the Wildcast Podcast, coming to you from Wildcast Studios, with your hosts, Adam Lund and Jeremy Boucher.
Welcome back to another episode of the Wildcast Podcast, your unofficial voice for all things Moncton Wildcats. Jeremy, we made it. We're here. Preseason is over. We are 48 hours from the regular season kicking off for our Wildcats in Charlottetown this Friday.
Yeah, we're going to go over there and, we're going to make sure that the Charlottetown Islanders do not hashtag protect the bridge.
Yeah, I went there last year in the very last game and won, and I actually have not seen them lose in Charlottetown. So, or I guess on the island, they played in Cornwall. So I'm putting that streak on the line. There's no jersey bets this year with Hockey Hat Guy, but, how was your week?
Week was good. Worked hard. did some things, saw some things.
That's good.
You know what? I'm quite excited to get this regular season kicked off. But last weekend was pretty good for the old football. The Canadian Football League had some pretty entertaining games.
And the NFL.
The NFL as well. Yeah, but of course, we all know that the CFL is much more far superior than the NFL because, we could argue about this all night.
You know what? It's not better. It's not worse. It's just different. It's great football. It's just different.
Let's talk about hockey because that's what we're here for.
That's what these people are here for, right? This, of course, is always a fun episode. We've gone through all the divisions. We've had our division winners. And now, just like last year, it's time for us to reveal our predictions for not only the league individual awards, but who will be heading to Kelowna to defend our Memorial Cup championship.
That's right. But, before we do that, let's start this week off with a quick question. Of course, brought to you by our friends at the Turd Burglar Septic Tank Service. They're number one and the number two business. So, Adam, my question for you this week is, what is your one takeaway from the Wildcats preseason, and as well as one thing you're looking forward to from this group in the regular season?
My one takeaway, and I didn't really have one until this final game, and I don't understand how Dominic LeBlanc didn't make this hockey club. 5 points in six games. He's a plus four. He had 13 shots through those six, and every time I went to, the ones here and whatnot, but every time he was on the ice, he made something happen. And it's obviously just a numbers game. He's probably just a little bit too young, but I don't see this kid not being one of the first call-ups or anything if anything goes wrong. It's unfortunate, but I think he should have made this hockey club out of the thing. 5 points in six games, and yeah, it's preseason. He played really well in Bakhtush on Sunday in what is as close to a regular season game as you're going to get. So that's my one takeaway from this preseason.
It's a pretty valid point. I remember when we had Neil Hodge on last season, it was one of our episodes after the draft, and he spoke highly of Dominic LeBlanc. I remember him saying that Coach Torchetti said that Dom LeBlanc plays the right way.
Yep.
And Neil Hodge said, he's one of those surprise guys that could make the roster. And you know what? I didn't know what to expect from him, but man, he's been killer. He's been a great surprise, and he's gonna have a really good future with this organization. It is a numbers game.
Which is too bad sometimes.
You don't want him. I see where they're coming from by not having him on the team.
Yeah,
because he's gonna be playing for the Flyers this year, and he's gonna be a first line player for the Flyers. So he's maybe gonna double, triple its production.
And it's the same as with Mika Seer, like that when you get to that ring. Do you want him playing third, fourth line minutes? Mm-hmm. Or do you want him playing in a league where he can play top minutes and play great? So I 100% can see where that's coming from.
You're not gonna take a 16-year-old on your roster if you're gonna bury him on the fourth line.
No.
We saw that, with Pelche now 3 years ago. He stepped in. He was immediately a top two line player. LaRue is proving he can be a top two line player. He's probably going to start the season as a top two line player. Probably going to finish it as a third liner, which is fine.
Yeah.
yeah, Dominic LeBlanc would be one of those, you know, play one night out the other kind of guys. And I mean, that's, I mean, yeah, it's fine, but developmentally, it is better that he's gone back to midget
for sure. What about you?
I'm gonna have to say Charles Antoine Lavallée didn't have a great preseason. If you look at his stat line,
yeah.
You know, some people will see that, and of course they'll be concerned, because that will lead them to believe that you know, Olivier Rodrigue will be overplayed, like we've seen from our starters the past few seasons.
Right.
You know, if you're just tuning in for the first time this year,
welcome.
Yeah, you'll be proud to know, or happy to know, that I'm quite high on Charles Antoine Lavallée. You know, I had the old free Lavallée hashtag last year that, yeah, you know, did. Picked up a lot of,
it carried over in the preseason when he got his first start. People
yeah,
were,
yeah, it picked up a lot of steam on social medias, last season, but you know, it's his NHL draft year. So I'm expecting a big year from him. And you know what, he's going to have a great season. I'm hoping he's going to play at least, you know, I don't see a situation where he's going to be sitting on the bench for 20 consecutive games or whatever it was last year. I'm hoping he plays at least once every 3, 4, or 5 games. That's what he'll need to play to, you know, for scouts to get a legit look at him, before, next June's NHL entry draft.
And then to go to your other question, one thing I'm looking forward to, the penalty kill, like the bottom six, the guys that are killing penalties, and sometimes your top end guys kill them, but you know, Foreman, Langlois, Perron, Jake Stewart. I mean, those guys, Foreman and Jake Stewart, especially last year, they were really tenacious on the penalty kill. And I look, that's going to be a big thing for this team that, you know, has lost some offensive punch. They're going to need to not take penalties, and if they do, hopefully these guys will kill them off. That's really one thing I'm looking forward to.
For me, it's going to be the Christmas trade deadline.
Well, of course.
it's always one of those you never know what to expect kind of things. I think there's still a lot of question marks about this team this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think we'll know what direction they take by January the 4th, or whatever day it is. And it's always my favorite time of the year, you know, trade deadline and the draft. It's, you know, I itch very hard to get to those two moments of the season.
Right.
And, you know, it's one of those times where, you know, trade deadline, there's certain people around the league where you have to turn on their Twitter notifications. So, you know, every time they tweet, because they've always got something up their sleeve. So
certain people or certain person?
Well, there's certain people.
Okay.
There's
the one main one, right?
Yeah. There's others who seem to have a leg up in the league, but you know, there is obviously La Lancette with TVA, who's, you know, somehow can pull a rabbit out of his ass and you know, a trade that's going to happen. He probably could say something that's going to happen at Christmas and tweet it tomorrow, for crying out loud. So he's a good guy to follow, and it's just, you know, it's the fun part of the season.
For sure. And it, like we said, it kicks off in about 48 hours in Charlottetown. There's a game on Thursday, right?
Yes, it is the Memorial Cup banner raising ceremony in Rouyn Noranda.
Three players. I always found that funny. Is generally, yeah, when they go for the Memorial Cup, it's like three or four guys that are there from the previous roster. But
yeah, no, it's Blainville on the road in Rouyn Noranda. So they'll have their the Huskies will have their banner raising ceremony. Memorial Cup will be in the house, and according on I saw on Twitter, even QMJHL Trump will be in the house in Rouyn Noranda on Thursday night. So
that's impressive.
So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Huh. I did not hear that. But yeah. So just to quickly wrap up the preseason, I mean, it's good to go on a winning streak anytime, right? So they went on a little 2-game winning streak over the weekend, getting a 4-3 victory in Halifax. And what I heard and saw on the old Twitter sphere, was quite a spirited affair. Mm-hmm. And then a 5-4 victory up in Bucktouche over the Islanders in what I know was a physical game from both sides. A lot of, I won't say chippy, but a lot of nastiness. But it's what you've come to expect from the Holton team and the team from the Islanders, right?
Yeah, that's they're always like always a dark horse, dark horse team. It's you never know what to expect. I mean, this is Matty Walsh's last year in Charlottetown, so this could be a year where they're like, you know, it's let's do this kind of thing. So they could be another team that Hiona decides to load up.
In,
yeah, because you know there's not many goalies in this league like Matty Walsh, who can stop probably 50 shots a game. And
oh my God, he had a save in the first period, and 70% of the goalies wouldn't have got it. He just pushed across, basically laying down,
yeah,
stuck his glove up, and absolutely robbed. I think it was Denoyer. Just yeah. I can't remember who he robbed, but just absolutely, it's just like, come on, man.
Yeah, he's a pretty damn good goalie, and clearly he's in mid-season form already. Like, you know, he can win those 1-0 games and put up 50 saves. So he's you know, I'm thinking Jim Holton will be a pretty busy man
for sure. And before we move on to the regular season games we're going to preview, we did catch up with unfortunately he's no longer in the podcast, but Hockey Hat Guy will now be our island correspondent. To have him on anytime we want to catch up on what's happening there or gloat, or we won't talk to him when they win, but when we win we'll talk to him. But I was able to catch up with him quickly here
with Hockey Hat Guy. Obviously 5-4 loss, he's pretty sad, to be honest with you. You can't see his face, but he's pretty sad. Thoughts on this one?
Why did you say obviously a 5-4 loss? It was a high-paced, wild game. Zach Beauregard, the Bulldog, was totally going full blast. But again, as usual, we got to give you a win every now and then here in preseason so you feel good.
Yeah, you guys took it to us in the regular season, and, you know, Matty Walsh is always the guy that I can't. Man, that guy, he always finds the puck. But we're going to see you in 5 days, and then again on the 29th. Are we going to get sick of you guys yet or not?
Never.
Never,
never, never, never, never. Never. No, I can't wait. I can't wait for the home opener. I'm glad you guys are going to be down too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good time, bud.
What can we expect from the Islanders? They're kind of the in-between team. Nobody really knows what to expect from them. What do you expect from them this season?
Fast-paced, gritty. We got some high-flying scorers as well. With Nikita Alexandrov, it's going to be unbelievable this year. We're going to see players like a Zach Beauregard stepping up. Luca Cormier, of course. I mean, you've seen it. I'm on the ice there today. Like, he's bigger now. He's faster. You're going to see a team that's just completely gritty and is going to get these 3-2 wins or 2-1 wins. That's the way it's going to go, bud.
Perfect. Well, we'll see you Friday.
Okay. Go Islanders, Boo Cats.
Or not.
That guy's a gem. But, yeah, so let's get right into it. Friday, the Islanders taking on the Wildcats. Do you got a prediction for it?
Oh,
what do you think?
Oh, season openers
I think it's
going
to be like 1-0, 2-1.
Season openers are always hard to predict. I mean, you know, most of Charlottetown's guys are already back. I think if not all of them are already back.
I think the only one that's not going to be playing is Alexandrov, just with the shoulder. But
yeah, he's got a bit of an injury. Yeah. It's just a bruise apparently. So I mean, that's
no point putting him in game one, right?
Yeah. I mean, you never know. He's a hockey player. He can fight through a bruise.
Yep.
I don't know. Part of me will say a 5-2 Moncton win. Yeah, I'll say 5-2 Moncton for the season opener in Charlottetown.
I'm kind of going to go 3-2, one of those late ones. I think we will have Rodrigue back, so we'll have our starter. We thought we maybe go with Lavallee, and I would have felt just as confident because, you know, we have confidence in him. And, yeah, his preseason wasn't great, but I don't know who else we're going to have back by then, or if any. We might have Spence back, but I doubt it.
Spence is a possibility. LA is playing tonight, I believe it is. Tuesday night, by the time you listen to this, the game will be over. So it all depends on, you know, what they decide. They could make some cuts after tonight's game. I don't believe they made any cuts yet in LA. It is a split squad game. There's a half the squad. Half the Kings are in Phoenix play the Coyotes. The other half are at home playing the Coyotes. I'm assuming he's in one of those two games. I haven't looked at rosters yet. So I don't know. I like the chance of him being back here for Friday. But you know, if not, good for him.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Know, he deserves it.
I know Pelche survived the first cuts, or like they sent three players back to
CHL they sent teams. Dustin Wolf back to, I think he plays in Everett. Yeah. Milos Roman, I think he plays in Vancouver for the Giants, and Steph Garodny that plays in Rimouski. So they've kind of, they started letting go there of their junior players. But you know what? Listening to the fine folks on the Sportsnet 960 The Fan out in Calgary, you know, listening to Pinder and Steinberg, they've had nothing but great things to say about Palche. So, you know, there was a lot of Calgary fans who, you know, when he got picked by the Flames, they were, you know, concerned, oh, you know, another small forward to go along with, you know, Mangiapane and Goodrow. But you know what, they're starting to see what Palche is all about. And, you know, they listening to them on the drive into your place here, they're talking about how he's not looking out of place. He's got the speed for the game. He's been tenacious. He's playing his game, and he will play in the NHL. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but he's probably at least 2 years away there. But you know, they're so far he's been impressive to the you know, to everybody in Calgary.
So I asked you off the record, and now I'll ask you on. Does he play in any of the 9 games he's allowed to play?
I don't think so.
No.
No. First of all, he'd need to sign an ELC before playing any games.
Which could happen.
I think their focus right now is signing Matt Tkachuk, because he still isn't signed. So that's kind of a
priority number one.
Priority number one, absolutely. Yeah. I don't
think it's going to be a lot cheaper though.
Yeah, but
but I mean, yeah, they're not. They got him for years, right?
He's another situation where if he starts the NHL, he's going to start on the third or fourth line,
right?
They're basically set up front. They don't have any openings. You know what, they've got, if Tkachuk, you know, doesn't sign and the regular season starts, they've got, you know, they've got Dylan Dubé that's, you know, NHL ready, Mangiapane, all these guys are NHL ready. So
for sure.
I don't think we'll see Palche. I'll
like home opener type.
Home opener.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he'll be around this weekend, but I can see him for next Friday, the 27th.
And then the Sea Dogs on Saturday, last year, I don't know if they took them awfully lightly in that first one, but they got beat, what, 5-2 last year, I think, something like that. So
yeah,
this is basically the same Sea Dogs team, just a year older, a little bit more experience with Nicholas Gay at forward and Boulier on the back end again. So what do you see from the Sea Dogs this Saturday?
It is their home opener, yes. Or do they play Friday night? I couldn't even tell you.
I think they play Friday night against Halifax.
Okay. Anyways,
cares about their home opener's Friday.
Who cares about them?
they're both teams coming off back to backs.
Yeah. I can kind of see Saturday's game playing out the same way as last season's second game of the season, whenever it was. You know, just going in there and not really giving it 100% and coming away with a loss. But, you know, I'll say 4-3 St. John in overtime.
It's probably too early to get into the Will Lavallee play that one. I would imagine Rodrigo play both. He hasn't really played games this season. So I think the Cats keep the winning streak going. I think they get both of them. I don't think... What did I say for the first one? 3-2?
3-2 for Moncton over Charlottetown. Moncton,
yeah, I think it's going to be like 4-2 with the empty netter for Moncton over the Sea Dogs. So I think they get off to a pretty good start at 2-0. So it's that time. It's league prediction time.
A 2-0 start. Maybe they'll get their name on the completely useless CHL top 10 rankings.
Hey, it's only useless until your team's on it. And then it's awesome.
It's pathetic. It's so stupid.
It is what it is.
I can't wait to start mentioning how much I hate that on every single episode of this season.
Yeah, that's true. I think you're not alone with that ranking, but you know what? It gives the CHL something to do. So let's get to individual award predictions. We're going to start with the Wild. No, we're going to start with QMJHL. And then we'll get into the Wildcats, and then we'll get into our league winners. So, QMJHL, your rookie of the year.
All right, I've been spoiling this, not really hinting at this.
Yeah.
You haven't been able to come up with this name, so.
Nope. Hang on. No, I'm
just kidding. My QMJHL rookie of the year from the Shawinigan Cataracts, Vasily Ponomarev.
All right. Yeah, I wouldn't have come up with that name at all.
I don't know if that's how you say his last name, but Ponomarev. I don't know what it is, but anyways. Yeah, they're Russian import.
Huh.
Yeah.
How old is he?
17. It's his NHL draft year.
Okay.
So it's going to be him, Maverick Bork, and I can't think of that other player's name that's going to be on their top line, but they're going to be the best line in the league under the age of 18.
All right. My rookie of the year, last year I butchered this really badly. It was Samuel Dubé.
I
think he played like 10 games, maybe. He was injured for most of it, and I don't know what I was trying to go off the board. If you go back and listen, I did say you could take a hot take and take Spence. Nobody did. So this year I'm going to stick with a Wildcat. I'm going to go Zachary LaRue. It was very tough. I was thinking about it all day today between him and Robidaux.
Yeah.
And I just think
Robidaux was my number two. I had these. I was on a teeter-totter between these two. I can make an argument for both.
Yeah. The only reason I gave it to LaRue, honestly, is he's bigger. So he might play more because he might not be being pushed around as much. Like he might be able to play more games, and that's why I went with him. All right, so your defenseman of the year.
My defenseman of the year in the QMJHL will be from the Rouyn-Noranda Huskies and hopefully future Moncton Wildcat, Justin Bergeron.
Okay. I like it. I went Justin Barron. I think he's in his draft year. He's just going to be a steady force. He's going to play 30 minutes a night there in Halifax. So, it's always tough. I mean, you could have gone Spence, but we don't want to be too much of a homer team. And there's a lot of good defensemen in this league. Luke Cormier is going to be in the discussion for sure. But for me, it's going to be Barron. I think he's just going to step in to play 30 minutes a night and be a force down there. So your goaltender of the year.
I gotta stick with the local here, and I'm going with Olivier Rodrigue. He was, had a big year last year, and I think he continues it this year. And, you know, he's going to be Canada's number one at the World Juniors. That's all going to basically
seal it.
You look at who the previous award winners have been. I mean, they all went on to, you know, represent Canada or at the World Juniors. It's, you know, I can't think of another goalie who's going to have a year like him. He's still going to face a lot of rubber, but he's someone that's actually going to be able to make these, stop the pucks.
Well, if you can't think of another goalie that it could be, I can think of another goalie that it could be, and mine's going to be Colton Ellis from up in Rimouski. I think these two are going to be 1-2 all year long. Outside of the Maritime Division, I think he's the best goalie in the league.
Okay.
Right.
So. Looks good. Sounds good. I like it.
All right. And your MVP?
Of the league?
Yeah.
Back-to-back champ.
Yeah.
Alexi Lafreniere. If there's not a player, if there's a player that has more points than him this season, I'll be incredibly surprised. He's back-to-back league MVP, first overall pick next June. Pretty sure you're going to take him too.
Oh, 100%. So who's up there with him? If you had to give a top three, like who are the other two guys that might be? Sam Poulin?
Yeah, I'll throw his name in there. I'll also give a nod to Nikita Alexandrov.
Okay.
In Charlottetown. I think he's going to have a big year. Peltier will have a big year. And I'll also go with
Trepanier?
Maybe. Lavois, Grew.
Yeah, I was thinking Grew.
Those guys. Legare,
mm-hmm.
Bocage, and Rouyn-Noranda. Those are kind of the guys I think could probably all finish in the top 10 in that area there. Lafreniere should run away with it.
Yeah. We can have different opinions next year in the MVP when he's not, when he's playing in whoever has first overall pick.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to the individual awards for the Wildcats. Your rookie of the year.
Wildcats Rookie of the Year will be Philippe Daou.
I kind of had a feeling you were going to go that way.
Yeah, I just have a feeling. I know who you're going to take.
Oh, I get, yeah. If I'm going to make him League Rookie of the Year, you have to go Wildcats Rookie of the Year. But
I just think Daou will play more of an offensive role than Leroux.
Right.
And excuse me. Yeah. So he's seen, and Daou has been everything you'd want out of a free agent. He's put up some points in the preseason, and I can see it continuing into the regular season. Plus, he's a late birthday too, so this is an NHL draft year. And oh, nice. You know, some people are saying he could put up 50 to 60 points this year. So if that's the case, I think
that'd be needed.
Yeah. That's a rookie of the year. That's a team rookie of the year, you know, kind of number. That's what you need.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to pick him for the league, I got to pick him for the team. But Daou would be one. I mean, we're going to have, what, six rookies on this team? Seven? Daou.
Yeah.
Leroux, Parent, Alberg, for as long as he's here, Langlois, Daou, Rumsey. I mean, it's a pretty young bottom six, right? It's pretty young.
It is.
Pretty young team.
Bodes well for the future.
Yeah.
I like Leroux. You know, I've liked him since when he was playing a midget.
Yeah.
But I just think that, I think Daou will have a better year. That's just a hunch.
Well, hopefully. I mean, can't be bad if both of them are playing really well, right?
Yeah. Probably on the same line.
Yeah. Defenseman of the year?
I think we can both agree on this one.
Yeah.
Jordan Spence.
Yeah. Now, does it change if we get Aspero and Anderson here?
No, I'll stick with it.
Yeah.
But, man, if we can get...
Which is looking a little closer that we could get Anderson with the two signings that we were looking for, right?
They, Boston locked up McAvoy and Carlo, so that's two defensemen that... I think they have their top six in Boston all sorted out. But, of course, you know, Anderson, he's eligible to play AHL as well. So that, you know, it's going to depend on where he's going to get the most playing time.
So if you're a betting man, which defenseman shows up earlier, Aspero or Anderson? Because, I mean, Aspero, from all accounts, in Ottawa is...
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Who shows up soonest?
Yeah. Like, they're both going to get long preseason looks, right?
That's a very tough question.
Yeah.
Ottawa's a dumpster fire when it comes to defense.
I would probably say Anderson.
I'll lean towards Anderson as well.
Just because Boston has their six, and Aspero could actually make the jump because their defense is not that good, right?
Aspero is someone who could play... Well, Shabbat's going to be a shoe-in. Like,
that's what I mean. He's their top guy. Like, other than him, who does Ottawa have for defensemen?
Yeah.
Aspero could easily play the 6-7 role in Ottawa to start the season.
He's better off playing somewhere where he's going to be playing every night. If anything, he's playing AHL, and then we see how that goes.
Right.
They could use somebody like him I want to say Belleville, but is it Belleville or Bingham?
Belleville.
Okay. So that's someone they could use in Belleville. But again, it comes down to what the organization wants, where they see him having the best opportunity. So,
but he would, if he signs his ELC, which he still hasn't signed, he could play some of the nine in Ottawa and then go to Belleville.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very much a possibility. We obviously would love to have him back. But
We would.
You know what? Like I've said, it's been a pleasure watching him develop here as a player from forward exactly to where he is today. So you know, if he sticks around in the pros, good for him. He deserves it.
We're not gonna do goalie of the year because I mean it's pretty obvious who's gonna be the better goaltender. Just
Gio D'Amato.
That's. I like that. Let's go with that one.
It's pretty...
And it's nothing against Lavallée. It's just...
Nope.
It is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm. It is what it is. He's, you know, it's been super, super professional about it. He's, you know, he doesn't mind playing on these teams where I don't want to use the term riding pine. It's not a, that's not how I would describe him as a goaltender. He's just, his time will come. It's, it, you know, he's, he will be a starter in this league, hopefully as early as next season. But he's going to get his time. You'll see Rodrigo A, the World Juniors for, you know, what do we say?
Five or six games.
So his time will come.
And last year they were fighting for home ice. This year, I don't know about you, but I don't think they're fighting for,
they,
for
they,
home ice. I think they're up in that division, which will allow the team to give Rodrigo a couple nights off if you take a loss here or there. And you might not. He's going to step in. I mean, he showed it after sitting
they should for 28
have, straight games, right?
They should have home ice advantage locked up by the end of February.
Yeah. So he's going to get more ice time just based on that. Like I, like we said a couple weeks ago, I had him going over the 25 starts. I think you did too, right?
Yeah.
Well, based was... on based on things. So, yeah, I mean, it's not – it's nothing against him. It's just – the year that he's going to have. So instead of going goaltending, who's going to be your most underrated player? Which I guess will tie into underrated. Who's going to be there but doesn't get all the notoriety as well as the biggest jump? And for me, it's Sean Stewart. It's the utility guy. Every just like LeBlanc, every time I've seen a preseason game he's played, he's been one of the top defensemen. He makes smart plays. And if we have too many defensemen and need a little bit of energy up front, he can play up there if there's injuries. So you never see him, you know, a lot on the score sheet. But for me, it's Sean Stewart.
I'm going with the defenseman as well for the same reasons you did.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan DeJong, whatever it is.
DeJong.
He's someone I think it's, you know, he showed his potential. Obviously, last season, coming from Junior B to the Q is a big step, and he showed his potential. And I think this year is just going to be, you know, he's going to have a giant step forward. You know, he's not gonna put up a point a game. That's not kind of the, he's not the player he is.
He better,
yeah.
if you're listening,
if it's
I no mean, pressure,
and just another great free agent find. I think this is kind of his year too. I think he's gonna take a pretty massive step forward, and he's gonna put up some points. He's been, even his preseason numbers have been impressive. Like he's been in the play, mm-hmm. right? I mean, didn't he score? He scored in the season opener last season in Bathurst. Did he not?
Yeah, I believe he did. Yeah.
So look, people saw him that, you know, they thought, holy crap, who is this guy? Is he gonna score every game? No, he's not gonna score every game. But he's going to put up some points this year. He's going to, you know, impress the pants off some people who weren't necessarily high on him last season.
And he said it, like I talked to him after the game on Sunday, small plug, you can go to our Instagram TV and watch that. He said he's more comfortable this year with the players, with the coaches, with the league. I mean, like you said, coming from Junior B to the Q, that's, and had to step into a 3-4 role, mm-hmm. really. Like, that's never easy on a kid. So, I completely love that. He did score. He scored the game winner, actually.
There you go.
Yeah.
I remember we were sitting at Cheers, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
Yes. What a memory.
None of us picked. I don't know. I think Chris picked Dylan Seitz to score the first goal. I know I didn't. But, yeah, it was Seitz, DeJong, and Sear in a 3-1 victory. But yeah, like you're saying, I mean, he's coming from Junior B to the Q is not going to be easy. So he could take that jump. And really, there's so many guys you could have on that list for underrated, right?
Yeah. Oh,
so
there's going to be a lot of players that fans haven't heard of before.
Yeah.
You're
going to need programs early in the year to be like, what number is that?
Yeah.
What number is that guy?
Yeah. Who's this guy? Where'd they find him?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of guys that, you know, fans won't recognize their names. They won't know who they are. They'll want to know where we got them from. And, it's that's just part of junior hockey, right? It's not it's a learning curve not only for players but also for fans, because it's
for
there's
sure.
there's more turnaround, right? Yeah. There's different players every year, and you know, like for Francis Langlois, Alexandre Parent, Mark Rumsey, you know, all these young guys are going to be stepping in.
Yeah, you see last year, you get the names in the preseason, then you don't hear about them, right?
Yeah. Sam Dow is another one. Yeah. Like, these are all guys that that fans are going to get to know over the next few years, and they all have, you know, pretty bright futures.
All right, so this is the big one for the Wildcats. Who will be Moncton's MVP this year?
Well, pretty easy. I mean, it's...
is it? I think we're going to differ on this one.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, I'm going to go with Peltier.
All right.
Just because maybe I'm a little biased towards who he's drafted by.
Two-time homer.
Well, I'm fortunate enough. But, you know, I think he's going to have every opportunity to play for Team Canada as well. I think he's someone that could make a Team Canada's roster as that 13th forward. You know, he's just versatile. He can play center, left wing. You know what? I wouldn't even be surprised if he plays a little right wing this season in Moncton. You know, he's got that quick release that could fool some goalies from his off wing. So I think he's gonna have to work for it if he wants to make Team Canada this year. You know what? It's been a while since we've had a while since we have a Wildcat represent Team Canada at the World Juniors.
By the look on your face, I was going to... Can you remember?
Brandon Gormley? That's... I'm probably going to get called out on this one, but...
Maybe. I was going to say Gabriel Bork.
But well, that would have been the same year.
I don't know if it would have been.
I don't know.
Again, it's a good thing it's preseason.
Gabriel Bork was a player who came to Moncton after the World Juniors.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right?
Because yeah.
he went there as a member of Bay Como and came to Moncton after the World Juniors.
Okay.
I have to say Brandon Gormley. I can't think of another player that's. Oh, crap.
Stay tuned to next week when we figure
this
out.
Could be, if I'm completely wrong, then I will probably hear it tomorrow, as early as tomorrow.
All right, if you're out there listening to this and you can fact check Boucher, use the hashtag clean it up Boucher. If it was somebody else other than Gormley, but knowing limited knowledge about this team, that's the name that I would think. Because they haven't had
Let's
any
keep talking. I'm going to do my research by the end of the night.
All right. So you went Peltier for the MVP. I'm going to go. I talked about him in, I think, the episode with Chris, who's going to be the most important player, and he's not here yet. And that was the whatever goaltender we acquired, it's going to be Olivier Rodrigue. I think he's going to play not a lot, not nearly as much as LeClaire did last year, but he's brought in to be the number one for a reason. He's going to be the World Junior goalie. And like I said to Hockey Hat Guy when I interviewed with him, he's going to kind of offset the loss of Jeremy McKenna. We might not have the offensive punch, but he's been brought in to shut the door, win those 2-1, 3-2 games. I mean, hopefully the defense he's playing behind of Aspero, Anderson, Spence, DeJong, probably missing one main one. But
Stewart,
yeah. So he's going to play behind that kind of defense, and I think for this team to go where it needs to go, he's going to have to be like he was last year. I mean, 35-12, a 2.43 goals against average, a .900 save percentage. I think when it's all said and done, and I have no issue with Peltier being the MVP if it happens, but for me, it's Olivier Rodrigue.
It makes sense. You know, he will play a lot of minutes. There's solid arguments for both. Without getting into that, I do want to fact check myself here.
The Twitter guys had their thumbs ready to go.
Yeah, I know. So,
couldn't
yes.
Couldn't even give them that, eh?
Brandon Gormley was the last Moncton Wildcat to go to Team Canada training camp as a member of the Wildcats, play for Team Canada, and then come back as a member of the Wildcats. We had Philip Deneau, who came from Victoriaville after the World Juniors to the Moncton Wildcats, and that would have been the most recent, if you want to say, Wildcat.
Right.
But I don't want to call him a Wildcat because he went there as a member of the Victoriaville Teague.
Right.
Born and bred Wildcat, last Wildcat to play for Team Canada, the World Juniors, was Brandon Gormley.
So we could have, and now we could have two. Pelche, maybe, and Rodrigue.
Yes. Rodrigue. Not born and bred, but member of the Wildcats, yes.
This is probably 1 year too early for Jordan Spence to be invited, eh?
You know what? I haven't had a chance to really
look at... We got time to dive into that.
But yeah,
just off the top of your head.
Maybe.
A year too early?
I think he gets the camp.
Yeah.
I just don't think he can do it this year. I think somebody like a Justin Barron will have a leg up on Jordan Spence.
For sure.
I still haven't had a chance to really look at defensemen that are out there in the OHL or the WHL. He'll be in the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? They're both going to be playing in the Canada-Russia game here in Moncton in November against Ivanov on the other end of the ice. You know what? That's fun.
That'll be a fun roster to put together. Not now. As it gets closer in November, November 5th is who's going to be on that. But let's bring this thing to a head. Who is your QMJHL final?
The QMJHL final will be the Rimouski Oceanic versus our Moncton Wildcats. This is obviously a Wildcats podcast.
Don't give away your winner yet.
We want our team to succeed.
Yeah, we do.
This is a 100% honest opinion. Yep. This is not me, pumping the team's tires or anything like that, because of which team we represent.
Yep.
Let's
try to be fair.
Yeah, of course. But let's get one thing clear here. For that to happen, there needs to be some things that happen.
Yeah.
Right. We need to have the return of Jonathan Aspero. We need to have the return of Mika Seer. We need to have Axelmania invade Moncton, we need another top six forward and top four defenseman. So I think if all those things happen, Moncton will be in the league final against Rimouski.
I have not really agreed with you a lot, but I agree with you on that Rimouski Moncton final. And for those who forget from last year, it goes by top four when you get to the conference, the final four. So it's not East versus West. And I think I was talking to friend of the show, Sanderson. I had Rimouski, Sherbrooke, Moncton, Chicoutimi as my top four. Rimouski beats Chicoutimi. Moncton beats Sherbrooke. So ergo, it's Rimouski and Moncton in the final. Jeremy, your 2020 President Cup champions and on to Kelowna is?
So representing the QMJHL in the 2020 Memorial Cup will be the Moncton Wildcats.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
The dramatic there with the pause and the effect.
Again, this is a Wildcast or Wildcats podcast. Mm-hmm. This is, again, all based on what I just said in terms of what needs to happen. I think we've got the team to do it. I think we've got the right people in the organization to pull this off in terms of on ice and off ice.
Right.
And, you know what? I think Rimouski is a little overrated. They've got a lot of buying to do if they want to be in that conversation as a contender. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be a war, but I do believe Moncton will win the Q this year. I'll probably get chirped a little bit for that. But again, this is 100% honest. This is an unbiased opinion. It's what I believe will happen. And
to be fair, it's not like you come out every year and be like, we're winning. We're winning the league. It doesn't right. like this is looking at rosters and whatnot.
This is me who correctly predicted the Wildcats to upset Rimouski in the first round 2 years ago. This is me who correctly predicted the Wildcats would upset Baie-Comeau last year in the first round. And this is me saying that Moncton will win the Q this year. So it's there's like I said, many factors that are going to have to come into play. I mentioned Justin Bergeron would have to be a member of the Wildcats for it to happen. He would be that top four defenseman that we need. And, you know, another top six forward. You know, I would love Scoobal out of Drummondville. But that would mean we'd have to drop a 20. So, but you know what? If Jeremy McKenna comes back, then
we're okay.
Right. It's one of those situations where that's another thing that could, that's part of my plan is that he is back. Do I think he will be? Probably not.
Probably a 30% chance he's coming back.
Yeah.
Ish.
But, you know what?
Do you have a game predictions? Like how many games?
In the final?
Yeah. Or just Moncton's going to win, doesn't matter how many.
Oh, you know what? I think because the final will be a
2-2-1-1-1 because they're only 5 hours.
I think Moncton will win it in Rimouski in six.
In six.
And I'll be there.
Well, we agreed on the teams, and I'll be there. Hell yeah, we will.
May not be in Kelowna, but I'll be in Rimouski.
So you have Rimouski finishing. You have Moncton having home ice advantage in that.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's I don't know. My standings probably don't line up to my predictions, but
it doesn't matter as long as the prediction matches. Yeah. Yeah, I agreed on the teams. I will be the other voice. I think it'll be Rimouski. I think it'll be in seven. But again, I just think with all the hype from Lafreniere, Zavorgorn Denis or whatever his name is. who are they getting from Halifax? Was it Beaugrou?
Rimouski?
Yeah, that you thought they were going to get.
Beaugrou, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I think what he can bring to that team, again, I picked Colton Ellis to be the goaltender of the year, and they're just going to ride him all the way. It'll be a very difficult series because you're going to have two of the top goaltenders battling it out. And by that time, it's who's the healthiest. And so, again, we can revisit these in January after the trade deadline and see if we're still happy with our picks. But I think the winner's coming out of the East, right? So I just think when you get to that playoffs, they're going to bring in, they could bring in Beaugrou. They're obviously going to have to buy. Would I like to see Moncton win? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I think Lafreniere is going to be on such a different level. That he's going to carry everyone, and Rimouski's going to have to go all in because he's not coming back.
That's another factor too. They will be all in. They've stockpiled their picks.
Yeah, they're going to be Bathurst all in.
They've got they get prospects in the pipeline. They're going to do everything they can to ensure that they've got a championship contender on their hands. But sometimes that doesn't work. Right, no. Saw it with Drummondville. Exactly. So it doesn't. It comes down to playoffs. It comes down to, you know, character and all that. So it doesn't. You know, the best team on paper doesn't always win, and that's And that's why I kind of leaning towards Moncton because, Rimouski's going to absolutely load up and get some of the biggest names in the league to join them because it is Lafreniere's last year in the league.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm not convinced that Colton Ellis is I just don't think he's got that next wow year. Factor, yeah. Right? He hasn't exactly been a stellar goaltender. He's played in front of some pretty good defensemen over the years.
And he's had trouble in the playoffs.
Yeah, and, Charles Edward Dastu is a guy that's, that won't be back this year. That has played in front of Colton Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
So these are guys that are gone, and so it's not going to be the same team. I think I'm not high on Rimouski to start the year, but yeah, I know they're going to go all in, so that's why I'm putting them there. So it's I just hope hope I'm right, and if I am, you know what, it'll go along with my prediction of the Cleveland Browns winning the Super Bowl.
Wouldn't that be a year? Both right on both of them. And hopefully you're right, because we'll do whatever we can to head to Kelowna, right? Take a nice little family vacation.
Yeah, if we're in at least the third round, we'll start the GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
And it'll be send the Wildcast to the Memorial Cup. And then if that doesn't happen, then we'll just refund everybody's money.
All right. I like it. 30 seconds or less. What's a team that's going to surprise in the playoffs that goes farther than anyone expects?
A team that will surprise in the playoffs is the Shawinigan Cataracts.
This is not as fun when we agree on just about everything. That's the exact team I was... I was going to go Shawinigan. I thought about Victoriaville just to be different, but I think Shawinigan will be the team that goes farther than anyone expects. So that'll do it for this episode. Guys, I want to take a minute to... First of all, thank Eric Murray for generously donating and winning the Olivia Rodrigue signed jersey. If you go to our Instagram story, you can see the live with Brent. Kid's a stud. Hopefully we're going to have some more auctions and things to give away to help this kid get his chair. I mean, it was on Global News. It was in the paper. Sites had it when he standing there for the anthem. So if you want to help, GoFundMe.com, search Brent DeBorn. Help there. Thanks again to Hockey Hat Guy for the interview. Guys, 48 hours from the season opener, 9 days from the home opener against Bathurst, September 27th, 7 p.m. Get your tickets. See ya.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Wildcast Podcast. Follow us on social media at Moncton Wildcast.